And we are especially live today because we are joined in the studio by three special guests, Eli, Courtney, and Ben, part of the Tan and Sober Gentlemen. Great, great band here in our community. Did you just boo yourselves? I didn't even have your microphones on yet. We are joined by three members of the Tan and Sober Gentlemen. They have just recorded a couple new songs, part of a tribute to the Irish artist Black, and we'll be talking about that coming up in just a little while. TanandSober.com is their website. No further ado, guys, thank you so much for being with us. What are we going to hear first?
Here.
Off
to a great start.
We're going to play it here.
All right, take it away.
Sometimes as I sit here and think, all the bad times I pour you a drink. I know you suffered, I know you cried. Now you wanted to be alone, hell, you almost died. And that's alright.
So good. We're listening to the Tan and Sober Gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us. That was awesome.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have...
That D string stayed on. I'm pretty sure it's a G string pretending to be a D string.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot more from the Tan and Sober Gentlemen coming up next. After this, you're listening to the Live and Local on the Aaron Keck Show. Back with more in just a couple of minutes. 6:12, your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour, live and local with local music, especially live, for we are joined by Eli, Courtney, and Ben of the Tan and Sober Gentlemen, tanandsober.com, their website. Thank you so much again for being with us.
Hey,
fantastic. I have been wanting to get you onto the studio since last summer. I got to see you for the first time at the Be Loud Sophie Festival at the Cradle.
So much fun.
That was such an amazing show. Like, that was the first time I'd ever seen y'all live, and it's just such a fantastic performance
y'all
put on.
Well,
thanks. I appreciate it.
Who do we play with on that? Was it Crystal?
Old Ceremony and Chatham County Line. Were the two.
Right.
Yeah.
They're so talented.
And Alive at 27.
And Alive at 27. Oh, yeah, they were first. Yeah, that's right. They had actually come on the show like the week before. It's a plug. And then I was like, oh, so I'm walking in to see Alive at 27. And then you took over the stage. And it's like, oh, my God, this is fantastic.
Good morning.
Thank you all so much for being here for our concert. Cool. So how have you been doing? This has been kind of crazy, you know.
Pretty decent. I mean, yeah, we definitely miss performing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Because I don't know if you noticed when you were at our show, but we really enjoy performing.
Yeah, I did a little bit. Yeah.
Kind of like almost, for me, it lets me express a part of my personality that I don't get to really, you know, fully indulge in normal life.
Yeah,
I will say though that, man, this whole experience this year has really made me feel lucky to know these kids and actually have music and just to have some stuff to do, a good positive stuff to engage with. And I definitely would have gone a little crazier than I already have.
No, of course not. You started out that way, right?
Yeah, so
you can't go crazy.
You know? We're still quite lucky, you know. We're doing pretty A-okay. I can't complain, except
it
you don't
helps
have to hang
that
out
we're a seven-piece band that actually gets along really well.
Yeah.
So we got a built-in support structure.
All right, really well is a pretty strong.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm trying
kidding,
to put on a brave face
people.
For the radio.
Well, I mean, right, we actually added a new member. Kind of recently, Dylan, and one of our most important parts was we have to get along with him. He has to be a buddy. Like we can't screw this.
You gotta play nice for now.
Going on. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then you get to show him your true colors once you.
Have you had any like live stream shows or anything like that recently?
We've done a few.
Yeah.
We did the Pajama Jam.
Oh, that was fun.
We did.
A backyard jam that got interrupted by an angry neighbor at 8 o'clock.
We were almost done, and we were at our drummer's house.
Which is in a very ritzy part of Durham.
Oh, right.
And we're not as ritzy people.
You're not.
Hey,
the drummer is, apparently.
So anyway, we were in the middle of a song, and this... KFC was the guy.
He looked like Colonel Sanders, except in like
casual
wear.
Walking out of nowhere, very distinguished.
Right.
Colonel Sanders comes romping out of the woods. and we finish our song, and he's like, this is the third time you guys have kept us awake at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Was it even dark at 8 o'clock in the evening? I was going to say.
It was still fun. Honestly, I think probably one of the most apt ways to end a tan and sober set that I have ever encountered was having a grumpy neighbor come out and be like, what the heck is going on?
You need to hire him and have him come to like every single one of your shows.
I honestly thought it was a bit for a good 15 minutes.
Or we were going to get murdered.
Well, that could also be a bit. You got to commit to the bit.
Commit to the bit.
So for people who don't know, tell us your origin story. Like, how did you all come together?
Born on
How does a seven-piece band...
I was stone bone.
Was born on a chilly winter day.
In
the dark of night under a full moon, which doesn't quite make sense. Anywho.
It might have been a cloudy full moon.
I think Ben is actually trying to give a real answer.
Who cares about what he has to say?
I was in an Irish folk band, and when that fell apart, called a whole bunch of my friends and other people I found along the way, and here we are.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I guess we were both found along the way.
Huh? I went to go see a completely other band, Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey. And I had a friend that said, you should stay because there's a Celtic punk grass band that's going to play. And I was like, I'm tired and I want tacos, but that sounds like something I would be really into. So I had actually had surgery pretty close to the day. And so, like, I was obviously tired, but I was like, I'll stay for the first song and see if I like it. And I ended up getting really, really close to the stage and jumping up and down and sweating my ass off.
Yay.
Even though I was not supposed to be standing, technically. And now I sent you a Facebook message, no, a Facebook request.
Oh.
And I was like, he probably is not going to be my friend because he doesn't know me. And then he sent out like a post that was like looking for a guitar player with a unique voice, or could be a female, as tough as nails. And then I was like, hey, how you doing?
And despite all of your numerous faults, I actually stumbled into a Tan and Sober show.
Because you were drunk?
No. Not yet, but it was St. Patrick's Day maybe 5 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Never heard of the band.
Right.
Totally went up to Raleigh to see a completely different band, and it was sold out because we had all procrastinated and getting up there too late.
Was it also Rebecca Todd in the Odyssey?
I wish.
Yeah, that was, would be...
She the bomb.
She
is
bomb.
She's worth checking out.
But yeah, I heard these...
Because she's so cute.
You talking about...
Also can sing.
You can listen to her. And check her out at the same time.
But yeah, I heard the floating echoes of kind of, how to put this, chaotic Celtic punk grass. And I was like, ooh. And I grew up listening to Foggy Molly, and I was a classically trained violinist who was always told to slow down and stop moving. Mm-hmm. And then
I was a classically trained opera singer that was told to be quieter.
Ooh. No, none of that.
How does that even work in opera?
That's a great question.
What do you mean?
Like, be quieter in opera.
Like, they were like, we want you to have more control of your sound, and so to do that, you need less volume, which makes sense, and it's totally incredible, but I was always like, can't I just dance around
have
and scream?
Fun, yeah.
I guess they have
my
a
lack
party.
Of classical training has left me being able to fully express myself in control of my life.
We are aware of that.
So most recently you did the tribute to Black. How did that come about?
So there's our favorite place in all of Ireland is this tiny little town in West Cork called Skull.
Skull!
And our friend Max lives there. We stay with him
every time
we go there.
Max
and
is
he
great.
Books the shows and is generally just a wonderful human
lovely,
being.
Lovely person.
And
his mom's
dad,
fantastic.
Yes.
She cooks really good bacon, but she's also a really good musician as well.
Also a very talented musician.
His mom and her late husband, Colin Verncombe, who went by the name of Black as a stage name, was a UK-Irish singer-songwriter who had a couple big hits back in the 80s, and he passed away in 2016, I believe. And Max was putting together a tribute album to his dad and asked us to be a part of it and gave us the song Cold Chicken Skin to play.
That's awesome. So, cool. So that just got released, a month or two ago?
Yeah, just a month.
It's now your number one song on Spotify right now.
Hey,
so
yeah,
like it shot to the top.
Oh, we're gonna make that Spotify money.
all those quarters. Yeah. So we're gonna hear the song right now. And this is the track that you released. But you released two songs, right? So
yeah. The B side is a mishmash of a old Irish rebel tune called The Green Flag, and the fiddle standard Cripple Creek.
It's nice.
Very loud and has lots of shouting. It's great.
I love it.
No pressure, but.
All right, but this is the Tan and Sober Gentlemen. New song just released. Again, part of that tribute to the Irish artist Black. This is Cold Chicken Skin.
Shirts all torn and not lame. chicken skin.
Tan and Sober Gentlemen there with Cold Chicken Skin, just released brand new song and a tribute to the Irish artist Black. We're going to be back with the band and hear one more from them when we come back on Live and Local at 6:25. 6:27, your time. Aaron Keck here with you live and local, joined by Eli, Ben, and Courtney of the Tan and Sober Gentlemen. TanandSober.com is the website. You will love them more than they apparently do. Or not, either way. They're pretty good. Awesome. So we're going to hear one more song from you, but before we do, what's next? Like, what's next on your...
Florida? No.
We're going down to Florida to play an outdoor, socially distant-y thing.
Awesome.
Kelchoberfest, as a matter of fact.
My goal for Florida is to break the stage.
Yep. We have a rider in our contract that states we're not liable for stage damage.
Wow. Yeah. Is that like the standard rider that you try to put in every contract, or is this just like a special thing for this one?
Oh, no, it's in every contract.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
I recently learned that our contract also has a protection from plague edition that was intended as a joke, and I find hilarious.
Now it's relevant,
What does it say? Do you know? You wrote it, right? Protection from plague? Are you joking? Are you kidding?
We are not to be held liable for canceling a show due to riot, strike, fire, plague, act of God, or carnivorous lizards greater than 3 feet in length.
You heard it here, folks.
So the only problem with that is that we've dealt with most of those things, and I feel like you've jinxed them all, and the only thing we haven't dealt with is carnivorous lizards of greater than 3 feet in
Florida,
length.
We might.
When there's like a Jurassic Park moment in Chapel Hill, I'm blaming you.
Honestly, alligators are Ben's favorite animal. Feel free to send him photos.
Lots.
He just loves them. He's a
terrified.
Big fan.
It's a hobby of mine to
They bring him
alligator
comfort.
Pictures.
I grew up near Saxbaha, and back in the day, there was an alligator that was loose in the lake. And 6-year-old me went out with our friend Wayne Bosman, took me fishing, and I had a very close encounter with it, and it's dwelled in my nightmares ever since.
That's bad. Literally just like 2 hours ago, we did like the kids' question of the day, and it was, what is your greatest irrational fear? We had this long debate about what constitutes an irrational fear when most fears are legitimately rational. Like being eaten by an alligator when you grow up surrounded by him.
Oh, okay, surrounded is an exaggeration.
But he's not surrounded.
In the same general vicinity as...
Well, it's the East Coast apex predator.
We try to surround Ben with alligators. We really do try to introduce as many alligators into Ben's life as possible.
Of course.
Alligator.
Awesome. So, all right, tanandsober.com is the website. Go there for more. Anything else that folks need to know about before we hear the last song?
Not in general, or about us?
And we have an Instagram. We have a Facebook.
We do have all of those.
We have merchandise if you want to wear a shirt.
We do. Yep. They're quite sexy. Nice. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They're a local arts publication that will remain unnamed termed us regressive folk music, intended as an insult, but I decided I liked it, and we put it on t-shirts.
Better than a reactionary folk music, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you want the counter to that, we're counting down the top 100 local songs of all time, and I don't want to, like, no spoilers, but tune in on Friday because you might be in this week's this edition. And we're going from 20 down to 11, so like we're pretty high up on the list. So, FYI. Anyway, one more song. What are we gonna hear last?
Well, tune.
We're very prepared. I think it's gonna be two traditional Irish tunes.
It's an A, right?
Oh, we definitely were expecting.
A minor.
It's an A minor-y thing.
Pray for me.
Hey, just believe in yourself, and it'll be fun.
Music from the Tan and Sober Gentlemen. Take it away. Awesome. That is the Tan and Sober Gentlemen, Eli, Courtney, Ben. Thank you all so much for being with us today.
That was awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, tanandsober.com, the website. Go there. The most recent album is Veracity, right?
Correct.
Get more info there. Merch available. And check out the new song, Cold Chicken Skin, also available now.